In the East Room, we listen to Tony Bennett for about 25 minutes. The audience's favorite, I Left My Heart in San Francisco. That was when they broke into spontaneous applause. One he dedicated to our great President Johnson, a haunting song with a strain of pathos that he called Country Girl. Halfway through the second number, he began to take off his tie and then his coat and finished up singing in his shirt sleeves. He was tugging back into them when we mounted the steps to thank him for the entertainment. It was an early evening. The guests left by 11:15, and dancing among the younger folks began in the lobby while I circled the floor, speaking to the people I didn't have a chance to see earlier. And then, close to 12, upstairs, something I always look forward to, a nightcap with our house guests. Tonight, there were the Irwin Millers, the Will Edward Odoms, and Howard Butts, Frank Irwin, and the Sam Winters. Lyndon was doing his night reading. There was a heavy preponderance of soft drink takers in this group. The talk swung to the article in Life magazine about the Irwin Millers and Columbus, Indiana. And this most remarkable man struck a spark with me, certainly, when he began to talk about visiting Mayor Lindsay in New York and taking a walk through Bedford-Stuyvesant. The gist of it was, this is the first civilization where there's been enormous affluence and at the same time a degrading poverty that is side by side and invisible. I like exploring ideas. I had the feeling that this man found it time wasted when we were just chattering small talk. I talked Parks with Will Edward Odom, who told me that the state of Texas had voted a $75 million bond issue to buy lands for parks. Alas, it seems all to buy the lands, none to develop. But I guess that's building against the future. I tried to give them all a sense of what had drawn us together here, telling the Millers how I had gone through the Butts' beautiful library in Kerrville, speaking of how important the University of Texas was in my life. Frank is now the chairman of the Board of Regents. It was a pleasant but not brilliant hour. Lyndon came in his pajamas and talked to us very briefly, quite weary. And then, about 1, we all rose and went to bed, I feeling that it had been satisfactory but not utterly thrilling, as I would like all White House dinners, all overnight stays in this wonderful old house to be for our guests.